Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Tell me this, do you like change? If I'm honest, I have a love-hate relationship with change. There is much about life that's comfortable and congenial, and I'd be happy if it stayed that way. There are other things that I'd be happy to change in an instant. In these verses, Paul tells us that we need to get used to the fact that God is looking for revolutionary change in our lives. He wants that because his desire is for our lives to be completely blessed, not merely an improvement of what they used to be. This process of change is so radical that it has to start in our thoughts. Only as we allow God to renew our thinking will any real change take place in our actions. I know that this could sound scary, but God is motivated by pure love, and his intentions are that we should reach our true potential so we can be completely confident as we place ourselves in his hands. God's intention is that our new nature should be just like his. We have no need to be fearful about the changes that God wants to see in our lives. Since God is holy and perfectly loving, it might seem sensible if he were to impose his changes on us. But God is always unwilling to do that. The decision lies with us. Paul uses the language of changing clothes. God looks to us to throw off the old suit of clothes. He wants us to make the deliberate decision to change our way of life because he will give us a wonderful new suit of clothes to put on. In his love, he lets us decide. So let me ask you a question. Are you willing to let God change your attitudes and thoughts? Now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you that you only ever ask us to change because of your perfect love for us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.